Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Mel, I have to say that one of the moments that Bear Grylls himself said was like the gnarliest thing that ever happened involved you and a crocodile that actually has a name. The crocodile has a name.
What's its name?
Well, apparently, according to the reports, Julie is the name of the crocodile.
She was kind to me. She didn't come after me. But either way, I was on a mission just to get out of there. So thanks, Julie, for not attacking me. But yeah, that was frightful. I didn't quite know what I was doing. I picked up I went to the wrong exit. I happened to pick up the right tool. Somebody was watching over me and I got out. The second time round, when I understood the rules, I didn't do so well.
I want to know your name, Julie.
I don't know. That's so weird. I just read it. But Mel, like you're tough. You are tough. And you've had quite an amazing life. But were there moments in this series that you were like, I didn't think this was in me. I didn't think I had this.
Yeah, because you don't know what you're getting yourself into. I mean, the way that Bear described it when he roped me in to do the show, because I love Bear, I've worked with him before. I was like, that sounds amazing. But then when you get there, you're in the middle of nowhere, sleeping next to strangers, everyone's trying to get to know each other, and then you get put in a bear pit. It's pretty like frightening, but also really exhilarating and exciting.
I don't know how much of it you're going to see, and Mel is obviously tough, but some of the most beautiful parts for me were when, you know, she was picking up teammates like Joe and Collar and Lottie and, you know, the others.
And so were you.
She was showing a softness to her, and in doing so, it created such a nice environment. Like, we all played our part. And
yeah, you played a big part in opening up and setting the precedent that we can all just be ourselves and be, you know.
I'm trying to talk about you here.
I'm trying to talk about you.
Well, actually,
stop it.
Jay, that's what I was going to say about you is that, you know, you're a team player. That's your career. And your career is also extremely physical. So for you going in, I mean, you probably had some advantages with physicality, but I'm sure that there were challenges that you faced that you're like, hey, I wasn't ready for that.
Yeah, I think we all went in there with our different reasons why. And for me, the biggest thing was being in front of a camera 24/7. And I feel like everyone in the house probably had experienced like...
It wasn't a house. There was no doors.
Well, it was amazing until you turned around and suddenly the camera's like... And you're like, oh, I'm being watched still. But yeah, it was just to like lay it all bare, be yourself in that way, because for so long it's felt like you can't quite be yourself and you're learning the ropes and, you know, the media do this and they do that. But this was an opportunity for me to just be like, look, this is who I am.
And an opportunity for him to show his natural physicality, which to wake up on a morning to in his like, you know, bare minimals. Nice.
You were fine with that.
We were all fine with it. I think the guys were like, God damn it. Why didn't I get a hench before this?
Do you know what I had to ask Boris was, I spoke to him earlier and I was like, he was talking about the same thing, Mel, you just said about sleeping with everybody. I was like,
sleeping with everybody.
No, sorry. In the room.
Beside everyone.
Yes. Sorry. Clarification.
I don't know, but she said sleeping together.
Let's clarify. Sleeping
beside.
As a whole, in individual.
Yes.
Like an open...
slumber cult. Party. Cult that if you didn't quite keep up to the standard, you're going to get kicked out.
Exactly. You're going to get put in the pit.
It's a really exclusive cult.
But it's just amazing to watch. And I know everyone's going to be around it and really for it. And I think maybe something that's come out of this with everyone that I've talked to as well is that we are so like domesticated now and like our whole lives are comfortable.
Danny was talking about this earlier about how about getting back to nature it was, and that was the right time for us and for people to be watching it and feel part of it.
I think that's why everyone chose to do it, because we see what Bear Grylls does in all the shows he's been doing for the last decade or two, how long he's been on TV.
Yeah,
like, if he was to remove what Bear's done away from like the media and from TV, like apart from obviously the wonderful David Attenborough, who's really like showing us how nature operates and living in that environment and being where we're from, because everything's so high tech, consumerism, buy this, totally. Do this. And to have a show where we're immersed in it, feeling it all, while we're all facing like extreme challenges, it just shows that we had a family environment as well as like immersing ourselves with nature. You see like the whole rhythm of it. It was amazing.
And we had no clocks. Mm. We had no wake-up calls, no phones, no TV.
Apart from when the lights just went on, boom.
Yeah, they were like, everybody up.
Boom, let's go.
What?
But it is something, because even generationally, like I would have had way more experience, like, and I've talked about this with other people too, but like building forts and being in the wild and stuff, my daughter just hasn't had that experience. And you do think we're getting further removed from those basics in a way.
Well, I live on a farm, so I'm right in the middle of nature. I live in the middle of a forest with 12 chickens, 3 goats, 2 Rottweilers, 3 ducks, a couple of deers, and my little cookie. So I'm right in nature and it's so peaceful.
That's
I
awesome.
love it.
You're
Yeah.
making us
To your
jealous.
point, it's so true though. Like we're getting away from like what the gifts and what the beauty of like Mama Gaia gives us, you know, the earth plane. Like let's like go into it. And that's what was so attractive for the show, for everyone to like go Costa Rica. Yeah, we're gonna face some stuff, but actually we're gonna be immersed in all of it. And it was such an unbelievable experience.
It was.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you,
Thanks.
Alice.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
You remember everyone's name. You're so good.
Thank you.
Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis. Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today.